young man?
How are you? How are you?
You got more junk verses?
No, that's it. That's it. Unless you got something else coming.
All right, come on in.
Ed DiGregorio readily admits he doesn't know much about cars. He's a familiar face, though, in auto repair shops from Sandwich to Yarmouth. He's a driver for Orleans Auto Supply, a small, locally owned chain that delivers car and truck parts to auto body shops across the Cape.
It's not backbreaking or anything, you know. Sometimes it feels that way, but then I always say, you know, Ed, you're 77, give it a break.
And at age 77, DiGregorio has no intentions of retiring either. He already tried that once before, when he moved to the Cape with his wife after a career as a construction superintendent outside Boston. Once they got settled in Dennis, DiGregorio got restless.
Yeah, that's basically what, you know, how it all happened. I just said, you know, I said to her one day, you know, I can't hang around here all week. I got to find something to do. So she said, all right, go ahead.
As a so-called mature worker, DiGregorio is not alone. More than 30% of the Cape's labor force is over 55 years old. Some are working for the pleasure of it. Many others work to make ends meet in a region with a high cost of living. The UMass Donahue Institute estimates it costs a retired couple who owns their home a minimum of $24,000 a year to live on Cape Cod. Social Security payments can help, but the average benefit is only about $14,000 a year, which can make for a tight budget for someone with little or no savings. And while some local businesses have embraced older employees, some would-be workers still find it hard to break into the job market, especially if they've been out of work for a while.
As you can see, we have very nice offices.
Cheryl Paveo knows this firsthand. After 20 years at home caring for her children and grandchild, the 56-year-old needed to go back to work last year.
I just went down Route 28 and was filling out applications, and probably because of the big hole in my references, no one contacted me.
It wasn't until she enrolled in the Mature Workers Program, a federally funded job placement program for income-qualifying residents, that Paveo got a position as an administrative assistant at Outer Cape Health in Harwich.
I was a little overwhelmed at first, just the whole getting back into getting up and getting ready for work every day and trying to fit my normal life into having a job, too. But it's been good.
Paveo's story is a familiar one for Laura Roscos, who directs the Mature Workers Program at Elder Services of Cape Cod. Roscos says people who leave the workforce for long periods of time often face two challenges when they decide to find a job again. They need to rebuild their self-confidence, and they also need to convince employers to take the risk of hiring them.
A lot of times people will assume that you are retired by choice. And so, you know, what you have to do is you kind of have to step out of people's expectations and somehow let them know that actually you would be available for paid work and you would not be insulted if they offered it to you.
Roscos works with program members like Paveo to help them identify their skills, then learn how to market them to potential employers. The result can be transformative. 6 months into her new position, Paveo says her motivation for coming to work has evolved.
At first it was financial, but now that I've actually gone back to work, it really has helped my self-esteem and my sense of self. I feel very productive now.
Okay, I'm going to send you to Couture Garage in Ted's, so you hit Ted's first. All right.
Back at Orleans Auto Supply, Ed DiGregorio's boss, Dick Fairbanks, doesn't need to be convinced to hire older workers. Fairbanks employs about 50 part-time drivers, and the vast majority of them are over age 55.
We get an enormously varied group of people, former police officers, firefighters, credit managers, outside sales managers, which also is part of the plus. When you have a varied workforce like that, the conversations are more interesting, maybe the culture is a little more interesting, and it helps us on that side too.
Fairbanks says they quickly learned to make a few changes to accommodate some of the workers. For instance, they now order many of their parts in smaller boxes, so they're easier to lift. Fairbanks also schedules drivers to allow them to keep appointments and have their regular family time.
It's a matter of opening your mind to the possibilities, seeing the value of that workforce, and making some small adjustments.
Of course, not all industries can adjust so easily. But for those that can, Fairbanks has this advice on hiring older workers.
I would look at them like I'd look at any candidate. Are they capable of doing the job the way we need it done for what we're willing to pay? And if the answer to most of those questions is yes, then you have to consider that candidate.
He says with that outlook, there can be benefits for all involved. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.